You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Sean Pendergast does mornings at 610 Sports, the Houston Texans flagship. He joins us right now. Sean is one of the greatest callers in sports radio history. Malzy, he's won Jim Rome smack off five times. When I was in college, every smack off day for 3 years, Nick Wright and I would get together and smoke as much marijuana as we could find in Syracuse, New York. And listen to the smack off. It was our nerdy annual tradition. And I think every time we got together, you won, Sean.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well,
there, and then I mean, he graduated, look, so that's probably why you lost the next year. We didn't get
that
together.
Yep. Yeah. If Nick had just been on the six-year plan or something like that, I'd have won two more, damn it. That would have been great. I would have been a seven-time champion instead of just a five-time champion.
Sean, I have a question. As like, I'm the worst sports talk host ever in the sense that like I know of the smack-off, I know of Jim Rome. What are the exact mechanics? You go in head-to-head with people, right? Bracket style, basically?
No. It's a free-for-all. It's, you know, it's one day. They invite like 25 callers, but it's only a 3-hour show, so you can only get in so much because, you know, the calls are each like 4 or 5 minutes long. So it ends up being like about maybe 18 to 20 callers, and it's just based on Jim and his crew there in the studio. They you know, I don't know what scoring system they have. I just know they spit out a top 10 at the end of the day, and five times I wound up at the top of it. That's all I know about the system. Yeah.
The pregame show you are a guest on right now just had callers calling other callers crackheads. So
that's correct.
Okay.
Yes.
So you, I like it.
Not the highest bar to clear here with us. All right. So Texans number one defense. Is this truly a great defense the Steelers are going to see in less than 6 hours, or are they only a number one defense because somebody has to be ranked number one, Sean?
No, I think they're truly a great defense. And I think for most of the year, they had numbers that were lining up with the truly, truly all-time great defenses. They actually, that was a weird thing down the stretch for us as Texans fans from like week 15 on. Like the crescendo, I think, for this Texans defense was that Sunday night game in Kansas City where they just ruined Patrick Mahomes. And they, from then on, the schedule really eased up, and it felt like the Texans may have, by their standards defensively, taking their foot off the gas pedal a little bit. Now, them taking their foot off the gas pedal means that they allowed like, you know, 20, 21, 16, and then they had the game at the end of the year against the Colts. They were playing subs for most of that game, so I kind of write that one off. But DeMeco Ryans had been really agitated with the defense down the stretch because he felt like they were playing a little sloppy, giving up some big plays. Tackling wasn't great in that Raiders game where they let Ashton Jeanty go off. He hadn't gone off all year. So I think it's a truly great defense, but it's a truly great defense that their coach has been, by his standards, making big-time effort to regain the attention of here heading into the postseason. But they've got dudes at every level on this defense, and the four pillars of it, I would say, are the two defensive ends, Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson Jr., and the two corners on the back end, Derek Stingley Jr. and Kamari Lazarus. They're all elite players.
Sean, how it gets written about that this is not a tricky defense, that they want to just line up and bludgeon you and destroy you. To what extent is that true versus, like, how much are they actually trying to confuse a guy like Rodgers pre-snap?
Yeah, that'll be interesting to see tonight because they really have, like, if you look at, you know, I know you guys, like I do on Twitter, you have these charts and these graphs that pop up on your timeline that the horizontal axis is this and the vertical axis is that. And boy, I really am glad my team is all the way out on the right-hand side in the upper corner or down in the lower corner. A lot of these defensive graphs have been popping up lately about when teams blitz, how much they disguise, how much they go with different, you know, personnel and things like that. And the Texans are always in the quadrant at the outer edge of the quadrant where they're like, the narrative is just, well, just line it up and play ball. We don't really do much fancy. I think they're going to – I think, especially given that it's Aaron Rodgers on the other side who can still hurt you with his brain, I think they're going to have a few things for him tonight. A couple years ago when they were going into the playoffs against Cleveland, the Texans had not let Derek Stingley Jr. travel with the lead receiver all season long. And D'Amico Ryans – and that was an acute one for Texan fans because just 3 weeks before that, Amari Cooper had gone off for like 260 yards against the Texans. And – D'Amico played it coy all week, like, no, we're going to do what we do, and we're just going to line up and play. And then that game, Derek Stingley Jr. followed Amari Cooper around the entire game, which Cleveland was not ready for.
Do you think he'll Texans do that tonight with Metcalf?
I think he might. I think there could be something like that. I don't know if it's going to be with the corners, Andrew, but I think there's going to be something. It'll probably be more along the lines of maybe a couple blitz packages they haven't used because they don't blitz very much at all. I don't know if they're going to mess too much with Stingley, but that would be logical, right? I mean, it's the one weapon the Steelers really have that can hurt you downfield. It wouldn't shock me if they did something like that, but I think there is going to be something that Aaron Rodgers probably is not ready for tonight.
Sean, the Steelers love, and I do mean love, throwing the ball quickly to their running backs and then begging them to do most of the heavy lifting in terms of yards after the catch. Al-Shaair, is he the antidote to that? Is he a good enough player where the Steelers, in your opinion, won't be able to get away with that like they have against some other teams?
Mom, I like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026. Soccer practice every week. Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner. When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. By the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation or innovators keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Yeah, I think it's a combination. It's not just, I mean, Al-Shaair is the epitome of their, they call it the swarm mentality. But Henry Solotoa is the other linebacker that'll be on the field for most of the night tonight. He's a very active tackler. Their defensive backs thirst contact like no secondary I've ever seen, especially Kamari Lassiter, who I mentioned, is like second on the team in tackles. And this isn't one of those corners or secondary guys that are second on the team in tackles because they're just tackling the guys they're giving up receptions to down the field. Like Kamari Lassiter cannot wait for the first little pass out in the flat to either Jaylen Warren or Gainwell tonight. I promise you that. It's not just Al-Shaair. He epitomizes the mentality, but whoever it is, I guarantee you, there'll be five Texans waiting for him. I don't think that's a recipe at all for success against this team, unless there are games where the Texans hadn't been that bad this year, but for a good defense, they were not a great tackling team last year because sometimes they turn the swarmometer up a little too high and get a little too amped up, overrun plays, things like that. I'm anxious to see what the surface is like at the field tonight, to see what the footing is like, just because the Texans are in.
I'm just going to spoil it for you. It's going to be muck.
Yeah, no, I'm assuming it's going to be terrible. So I think that's another thing, too, is just foot it, as aggressive as the Texans play defensively. I think that's actually something to watch tonight to see if that impacts things at all. But I don't know that part of the strategy is going to play all too well for the Steelers. Although I do think in that Ravens game was a big example of it. They are slippery, man. I mean, I don't need to tell you guys that. You follow the team every day, but those two running backs are slippery. And so the Texans need to be on their tackling points tonight.
Sean, give us a thumbnail on the Texans offense before you go.
Yeah. Protecting the football and protecting CJ Stroud. Those are the two big things. I don't think this is something where you've got to be worried tonight about the Texans going off offensively, that CJ, there's going to be explosive offensive fireworks. The Texans are a team that runs the ball when they need to run the ball, but they're not a team that's going to plow through you for 150 yards rushing. I don't think, especially this Steelers defense. I think that if there's a mismatch on those two sides, it's the Steelers and how bulky and aggressive they are on the defensive line against the Texans offensive line that's been average at best this year. At its best, on its best days, they've been average this year. They have protected C.J. Stroud really well of late. They haven't given up a sack in three games. They don't turn the ball over as a team hardly at all. They led the league in protecting the football this year, and a lot of that's been the growth of C.J. Stroud. So I think it's an offense that's going to try to just not make mistakes, run the football when they need to, possess the football, and play from ahead. That's a big thing for the Texans. Note, I think only one other team has played more snaps from out front this year. It's not a great team to come from behind. So I think that's what you're looking at tonight.
Sean Pendergast from the Texans flagship in Houston on the Texans and Steelers, giving us the other side. Thank you, Sean.
All right, appreciate it, guys. Enjoy the game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.